In the days of Nehemiah, there was a prophet in Judah called Malachi, a name which means my messenger. His prophecy was written after the rebuilding of the temple, probably in 433 or 432 BC. Malachi exposed the poor moral and spiritual state of the people and condemned the same abuses that Ezra and Nehemiah had denounced. Malachi's prophecy began by reminding the people of God's love for Israel. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? The Israelites questioned God's goodness to them and no longer honored him, but instead they showed contempt. But you ask, said the Lord, how have we despised you? When you bring blind, crippled, or diseased animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? You profane my name by saying of the Lord's altar, it is contemptible, and you sniff at it and say, what a burden. The priests were greatly to blame for the people's lack of respect, as well as for the abuse and injustice in matters of the law. The Lord threatened the unfaithful Levites with severe sanctions if they did not change their ways. For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge and instruction, said the Lord, because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. But you have caused many to stumble, so I have caused you to be humiliated before the people. Then Malachi denounced the mixed marriages of many of the Israelites. Judah has broken faith, said the Lord through his prophet, by marrying the daughter of a foreign god. The Lord no longer accepted the people's offerings because he was displeased with them. It is because the Lord is acting as a witness between you and the wife of your youth, said Malachi, because you have broken faith with her. I hate divorce, said the Lord God of Israel, and I hate violence. So guard your spirit. Malachi warned the people not to try God's patience with their foolish words, as they were accusing him of encouraging evil and favoring injustice. Then he announced the imminence of God's judgment. He foretold the sending of God's messenger to prepare the way for the Lord, and then the coming of the Lord himself to his temple to purify and refine the Levites like gold and silver, so that they would bring offerings in righteousness acceptable to the Lord. The Lord would come to judge the people and denounce evildoers and those who oppress the weak and helpless. God, however, would be gracious if the people returned to the Lord. The Israelites were robbing God by not paying their tithes nor bringing offerings to the Lord. If they changed their ways, God would again show them favor. Test me in this, said the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Malachi announced that a scroll of remembrance was written in God's presence concerning those who feared the Lord and talked to each other to honor his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. And you will again see the distinction between those who serve God and those who do not. The prophet spoke of the coming day of the Lord as a burning furnace for the wicked. But for you who revere my name, said the Lord, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. God called his people to remember his laws and decrees, and promised to send the prophet Elijah before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi's prophecy is the last book of the Old Testament. The New Testament begins with God's messenger appearing in the person of John the Baptist, and the coming of the Lord to his temple in the person of Jesus Christ. Next episode, the New Testament.